الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting our actual talk, just share what we learn, and hopefully it will be greatly beneficial for all of us. And that is one great point that we have learned, is that we all who are sitting here, everyone in the world, we have got relationships with other people. We all are the children of our parents. Many of us, we have got children. We are fathers, we are parents. Many of us are bosses, we got people working for us. Many of us, we are working for people. Oh, a lot of relationship. And all of us will have to agree that we are faulty in our relationship. Whether it is the husband with the wife with the husband, children with their parents, parents with their children, bosses with their workers, workers with their bosses, we are all faulty. We have got faults. We have failed. We haven't fulfilled the rights of the people who we are connected with. In spite of that, who is it that we have done a lot of wrong? For example, a worker, whole month, forget a week, whole month didn't come to work. And when he comes there and he's breaking things in the shop, in the warehouse, whatever it is. All wrong he's doing. And then he's demanding wages. And he's demanding a bonus also. We can't even imagine such a situation. It can't exist in the world. Eh? And if somebody like that, what will the boss do with such a person? Or the husband with the wife, all wrong we did, and then we demanding all good. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is that being, that we are more faulty than what we are with one another, with Allah Ta'ala. Eh? And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then we are asking Him favors. Eh? Even an atheist is asking in his way, when he comes, he's really oppressed, then he also turns to that one being. He also asks for, and Allah does His work also. Eh? Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Allah accepted shaitan's dua also, who went to the worst limit of disobeying Allah Ta'ala, right in front of Allah Ta'ala. He made dua, Rabbi anzirni ila yawmi yubathun. give me chance till the day of Qiyamah. Allah said, go, I give you chance. So Allah is that being so kind. So we should imagine how merciful. And not only that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that if you don't ask me, I will be cross on you. Which boss will say that you ask, or which person will say your friend, your best friend? You love your wife the most, she knows it, and she asks you for this favor, that favor, but you will have to say, now I can't manage. How much am I going to do now? I can't do any more. But Allah Ta'ala, the more we ask, the more happier He gets. And insan as such, we ask one, two times, third time, then we give up. We say, I can't do any more. But we can get tired asking. Allah never gets tired giving. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us فوق ما نتمنى به, more than what we require, what we ask also. Allah is Al-Kareem. Allah gives us more than what we ask also. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is that great kind being who announced through Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that what you ask me of your akhirat, I will grant it to you. A person will ask for goodness of, and what you ask me of your dunya, I will consider whether it's good for you. How many times we ask for things which are not, we don't know. At that time in our thinking, we think this is the right thing for me to do. This is good for me, but it's not good for me. Allah said, I will consider. How merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. In this dunya, if we go and ask anyone for anything, it's our zillat. We get humiliated. People start looking down. A person can tell you, whatever you need, just ask me. Don't go to anyone else. You just ask me. Ask, and then there you lose your izzah. By Allah, the more you ask, the more He gives you izzah. And Allah, yeah, you can ask somebody, maybe He didn't do your work for you also, but then He'll go and tell that that person came and he asked me. And perhaps most probably He'll even make it sound, I did His work, but He didn't do your work. You'll make it sound, I did His work. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, first of all, Allah wants you to ask and He will give you. And you ask by Allah, not only you get izzat by Allah, when you ask Allah, Allah gives you izzat in the eyes of the creation also. Any person who we know, he never asks anyone for anything. And we know he's up to Hajj time or any time. And he's making dua and he's begging Allah. Allah puts your izzat in that person's heart. That this person here, he never asks us. And he's always asking Allah, how merciful, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. And now, all the time, we are in the times of du'as, but now even more. With Shaban, 15th Shaban, really is a time to beg Allah. The month of Ramadan, one of the specialities of Ramadan is to beg Allah. All the time we should be begging. Normally, and there are different times to beg from Allah Ta'ala. All the time, but certain times are so special. The day of Jumu'ah, and particularly between the two khutbahs, before Maghrib, the times of Tahajjud, between Adhan and Iqama, after Faraz, so many times there are when du'as Allah accepts even more readily. Then the month of Ramadan, the Shaban, the first of Rajab, there are so many times when du'as are even more readily accepted. How kind is not Allah? Who is there in the world who will say that on certain time you come to me, I will just do whatever you tell me? Who announces and says the month of Ramadan from iftari time, sunset, right through till Subah Sadiq, Allah Ta'ala is announcing, who is there who is asking for me for rosy? Who is there who is asking from me for this, for that? Allah is saying, who is there? Allahu Akbar. Which boss will say to his workers, that all the workers, what do you people want? You want this from me? You want that? Nobody will be able to say it in this world. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is announcing it. Allah give us that yaqeen. And it's a reality. There is no doubt. That Allah Ta'ala is announcing that. And on various other occasions also. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. Allah make us understand the great weapon Allah gave us of dua. It is our defense also. And it is our weapon for attack also. Everything. No matter what conditions, people can speak about Dajjal. And it's a reality. The Dajjal, every Nabi has warned his ummah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us also. But the amount our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us is properly in detail, everything, and the solution also. And that compared to the whole solution, the whole of deen is the solution that we get Allah Ta'ala. That is a very small. So we mustn't highlight that. What we must highlight is the solution which Allah has given us. What we must be doing, not just speaking of the problem. In the problem of that, the new world order, this person, that person, these conspiracies, that conspiracy, we make people more disillusioned, make people lose more hope. Now what can we do? We can't do. The solution is, and one of the solution of the so many solutions is dua. And dua, you don't have to qualify, so to say. You don't have to have a certificate. You don't have to have so much money. You don't have to put so much deposit. You don't have to put down so much. Then you can make dua. Everyone's dua. Okay? Whether it's a small child's dua, whether it's a sinner's dua, whether it's a pious person's dua, Allah readily accepts. And Allah has given it to all, free of charge. And if you can't make dua with your tongue, and you can't make dua lifting your hands, from your heart you can make dua. Nobody can stop you from that. From your heart you, and that is the real dua. The dua, if we lifted our hands, our tongues are moving, words are so beautiful also. We are crying with our eyes also, but the heart is not present. And if nothing of this is there, but the heart is there, and with our heart we are making du'as, and it's for everyone. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us, and let us realize during these special occasions especially, the great value and the great power of du'a. We are coming to this very great and honorable month of Ramadan. With regard to that, many of us, there are people all indifferent. For many of us, there are some people, many people unfortunately, and our duty is even more for those people who don't even know it's a month of Ramadan. That Ramadan is approaching, or that Ramadan is here, or the whole month of Ramadan passed, and they did not even know it was the month of Ramadan. And it's our duty to go there. Allah reward Jamaat brothers and the work of Jamaat. Allah give us also tawfiq. Then they go to such people and such places where people got nothing to do with deen. And they've informed them how many places they went. They spoke to the people and told them Ramadan. They didn't know it was Ramadan also. And how many don't know what is Ramadan? Then there are those people who know that it is Ramadan, but it makes no difference. Whether it's Ramadan, it's not Ramadan. Still eating, drinking, still carrying on with our sinful life, doing all those things. Then there are those people who know it is Ramadan, but we don't fulfill the injunction. We are not doing what we are supposed to do. Then there are many, alhamdulillah, who know it's Ramadan. We are keeping rozas, but namaz we are weak. Or many other things, tilawat we are weak. Many Muslims, alhamdulillah, keep rozas, but other things we are weak. Our namazes are not there. Then there are those who are doing those things also, and we feel we have done a lot. Then there are those, mashallah, and may Allah save us from that, those people who take Ramadan as a burden that's coming, na'uzu billah. That now we have to keep rozas, I can't eat. Because of society, because of the family, we have to do it. And we are doing it, but we are unhappy about it. May Allah save us. May Allah not put us in those categories also that we don't want to come to the masjid, and now just because somebody made an announcement, masjids must be closed, we are happy about it. So now I don't have to go anymore masjid. Announcement is made that you can't go to masjid. Allah save us. Allah attach our hearts with the masjid. Allah attach our hearts with deen. Allah attach our hearts with the month of Ramadan. Not just that we are happy, doctor said you can't keep roza, you are diabetic, you got high blood, so you can't keep roza. Now we're just too happy. Doctor's certificate. That he said you can't keep roza. No, even if we can't, but our heart must still be fully in it. And we must desire it. So Allah Ta'ala save us from those people that we take Ramadan as a burden. The 20 rakats, tarawih, for that we look for excuses. That we have to get up for sehri. All these type of things, Allah save us. For other people, Ramadan is a month of eating. And we are waiting now for our eating time, especially our iftari. And we go to town at iftari. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward all those people who made effort. Otherwise, many masajid, and maybe still in many masajid, iftari time, the masjid becomes more than a hotel, more than a restaurant. All the food that is brought, and the wastage that takes place, and the disrespect of the masjid, and everyone just busy in eating, etc. Allahu Akbar. One friend told us in their country, another country, that when he went there, and he knew it as a child, that Ramadan, Maghrib, no musallis. All the restaurants are booked out 3 months before time. People making da'wats of people. He say, when he went as an imam, and if there was one or two musallis, Allah shukar, our ulama, our pious people, who made effort on us. How many places people are busy with du'as before namaz. Masjids are full also. But still there are many places people, it's a month of feasting. They are eating, their samosas, their bhajiyas are more important. All other things are more important. And so many of us, the month of Ramadan is a month of feasting, whereas it is a month of fasting. Hey, that is really what this month is all about. And fortunate are those people, and Allah gives those women folk great reward who made effort on their family and got them out of samosas and got them out of deep fries and all that. And all these things, even from a material, physical health point of view, are so unhealthy. And to keep roza is one of the healthiest things. As one person says, if you want good health, keep rozas. Faraz rozas, besides that, 3 rozas every month, Ayyam-e-Bir, Monday, Thursday rozas, the rozas of the other special occasions during the year. We try and keep those rozas for good health. One of the guarantees of good health, guarantor, is roza. So, but roza, if we break it and we open it with deep fries, it does more harm to the body than the good that of the 12, 15 hours roza. How much good the body got, this deep fries do more harm to it. So if we really have to still have our deep fries, open our roza with khajur and water, and then make our maghrib, then go and have it. But don't open our rozas with this deep fries. At that time, if we can, just stick to khajur and water. What the best of things Allah Ta'ala gave us. It is the best also, and for our health also it is the best. And it is so simple and straightforward. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala let us appreciate this month. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala beautifies the month of Ramadan every year, as we understand from the hadith, from the beginning of the year, which is Muharram, which is 9 months in advance. And Jannat, there is no shortage of its beauty. And Allah give us tawfiq to understand, to read the ayats of Jannat in the Quran Sharif. And to the hadith of the explanation of Jannat. What namaz, minds get baffled of what Allah has prepared. And for who has Allah prepared it? For me and for you. It is for us to take it, to grab it. And this is the time. Allah put us in this dunya to make our Jannat, to grab our Jannat, to make sure we get our bookings of Jannat, our visas for Jannat, that we get our reservation for Jannat. We are not here for the temporary things of, no matter what big mansions we might think, and what amenities, whatever swimming pool, and whatever the gardens, and all the jacuzzis, and whatever there can be. This, what is it? Not even one speck of what Jannat is. The person, the last person to enter Jannat, will have so little iman that not the malaika also could make it out. Not the anbiya could make it out. Not the ulama, no one. Only Allah could make it out. So little iman he had. That person will get 10 times more than this dunya also. So this is really what we must keep. And this is the season now. Now we're in the mausam. Now is the season to acquire this from Rajab, really, which is of the Ashur-e-Hurum, of the sacred months, where the reward of things are multiplied tremendously, good deeds. And at the same time, we should stay away from all gunas also. Gunas also are multiplied during this sacred times. Then comes the month of Shaban, which is a month of great honor also. Then the month of Ramadan, what a month, this beautiful month, which Allah says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, like an exclamation. If we read it in that way,
What a great month. Allah is saying that the month of Ramadan is here. What a great month. Allah, put our hearts, let our focus go to Ramadan now. Let us be thinking of Ramadan and the purpose and object of the month of Ramadan. Not the eating, not all the other things, but the real purpose, the ibadat of Allah. And Allahu Akbar. If somebody stayed hungry for your sake, if you came home and the wife didn't eat, you came 2 hours late, 4 hours late, she said, I will never eat until you come. Hey, how happy you feel. And you'll tell her also, don't do it, you must eat. Well, I come late, but you must eat. But you are in your heart of hearts, you'll feel, for my sake. And imagine the children also say, we won't eat till Abba comes. How happy won't a person feel? For Allah's sake, a person doesn't eat. Yeah? And Allah is ghaib. Yeah, that father or whoever it is, he's there, you can see him. But Allah, we cannot see Allah, and you're keeping roza for Allah. The housewife can eat the whole day in the house, nobody will know. Sometimes you are someplace, nobody is around with you. You can go and have a burger, you can go and have something, but the person doesn't eat at all for Allah. How happy. And Allah becomes so happy that Allah declares, I will be the reward. I won't give the reward. There is one aspect that I personally, I won't let the malaika give that. I will give that reward. And the other aspect is, I myself am the reward for those. And Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Rishti Zewar, explains this great fazilat. That on the day of Qiyamah for such people, they will get the shade of the throne of Allah. That itself, what a great ni'mat. All of us must have experienced that time when it's a hot day and we were standing somewhere and there was no shade and we became very, very edgy and we felt very uncomfortable, and little bit shade meant so much for us. When we were studying in Dioban, Jummah Namaz, we had to go to the Jami Masjid. It wasn't made in the Darulum at that time. In the summer month and the summer of UP, hot, hot month. And unfortunately, we were weak, we are still weak. We should go sort of last minute. But that little while also, just to stand and make your sunnah on that floor, which wasn't our concrete. It was like a rough, it shouldn't get so hot how our concrete gets hot. But outside the masjid, there, how it should be, you couldn't put your feet down. You just like all the time moving your feet. So much so, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained to us once that a student came and he was too perplexed and overtaken with the heat. He's Ustad, Mufti of the Darul Uloom, but he pulled his rumal, which he put down, from under his feet he pulled it out. So how must he will be feeling for the heat that he could do such a thing? And this is nothing, nothing, nothing compared with what the heat will be on the day of Qiyamah. When the floor will be burning copper, and the heat that will be so, that day to get the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. What a great thing. And this will be amongst many people for those who kept rule. And then Allah's da'wat for those people. In that shade, while other people, and they will see the other people going through hisab, kitab, these people will be getting the da'wat of Allah Ta'ala. And this is particularly for the faraz rozas. And then the nafal rozas, mashallah, what to say? What and what won't Allah Ta'ala give? So this is why Allah has put us here. This is now the season that has come, Rajab. Now we are in Ramadan. For Rajab, our namazes, let us become conscious of our namazes. Just for inspiration, one good friend of ours, an alim also, who is handicapped, his health is very, very poor, unfortunately. But when he realized that in my young days I made qazas, my namazes became qaza, he wrote to say that I'm making 170 qaza namazes a day. And unfortunately I can't reply on time. Then he phoned and he says, I'm not getting time for my tilawat, for my wife, for my parents, for other people. I'm just making 100. So I don't read 5 a day. And then you are on the way, make your niyat. According to your niyat, Allah will forgive you if you can't complete all. but don't overdo it like this. Then he's still that figure. And this is just for inspiration for us. You see, sometimes I get an hour free. Can I make my qaza namaz? In other words, he's got it. Allah give us also the understanding all our qaza namazes. Qaza rozas we have got. Our woman folk especially. In the month of Ramadan, young women, they can't keep rozas, 8, 10, 6 rozas, whatever their menses come during. And then, unfortunately, the environment is not such. They've missed out 10 years rozas, 20 years rozas. Now they feel it's an impossibility. Our qaza namazes also, many times we get put off. How many years? And I haven't got record also. No, never lose hope. Just work on it little bit. Speak to an alim and ask him how to work out my qaza namazes, my qaza and this is a general principle in everything. Man taqarraba ilayya shibran taqarrabtu ilayhi zira'a. We just go a hand span, we just make the niyat to go to Allah. Allah's help come gushing forth to us. My banda, you want to come to me? Hey, like a father holds his little child's little finger and he takes a few steps and he says to everyone, oh, he walked today. Or you put the child in your lap when you're driving and you just put his hands on the steering and you come home, oh, the boy, 3-year-old, 2-year-old, he drove today and he's also happy. What did he drive? What can we do? Allah let us do everything. We just make that, we try and go towards Allah. Masjids are being closed, we try our best, put our hearts in the masjid, go till the door of the masjid, Allah will open. And Allah has shown in everything that whenever, if we also try it out for ourselves also, sometimes we're not feeling so well, headache, stomach ache, or feeling down, etc., I'll make namaz at home. Perhaps even if there is permission, it's to such an extent it is. But you may take the courage of going to the masjid. Allah opens your doors, not for that time, for life. Allah opens your doors and Allah takes away that bimari. No hospital, no doctor. And Allah takes it away. When you did, you move towards Allah. Allah pulls you towards Him. We just make that little intention. So Allah give us all tawfiq. So our namazes, our qazas. Now 15th Shaban is coming. What a great occasion also. When the whole system of the universe changes. And let us not get so much involved that whether it's this night or Laylatul Qadr, enough ulama have written this night the fazilata for this night also. And great akabir have attached great value to this night. And to the honor of this occasion. So let us make the best of it in this night also. Our ibadat, making tawbah, turning to Allah Ta'ala. And in this way preparing for this great, great month of Ramadan. If we go prepared for the month of Ramadan, usually we give this example that if our car is on incline and we have to take off and it's a manual car, if we put it in the fourth gear and we release the clutch and we press the accelerator, it will just take a little jerk and it will switch off. Because it hasn't got that power in that gear to move. You have to move up from the first gear. So just like that, if we are not in first gear when Ramadan comes, Ramadan is an incline. The rozas, our sleep, usually one of the things that really bogs us down is the sleep doesn't get finished. And when a person is not, his sleep is not done, he's feeling groggy, etc. Then the roza itself again, then the tarawih again. So many of us we find 2-3 days roza tarawih and then we jerk and then we just switch off. We're not coming for tarawih after 1-2 nights. We are not keeping our rozas again. So if from now we get into the groove, and when we come to Ramadan, we are already moving in the fourth gear, fifth gear, sixth gear. Now we will just be cruising into Ramadan. Then the first 10 days will be of so much of blessing for that person. The second day, 10 days, even more. And what to say of the last 10 days? And what to say of the odd night? And what to say of the last night? And what to say of the night of Eid, where that person will reach that? And then on the morning of Eid, the real glory is for those people. And the glory of the day of Eid is not that we have put up big, big pots of for food, and all our delicacies and all our clothes, and that also in many cases un-Islamic things. As Maulana was explaining, today the woman say that we have got our abayas on. But that abaya, it needs something on top of that also. Just like our toba needs a toba. Hey, today the young people, young girls, they're wearing the abaya with slits right up to the waist. And it's showing all the, and they walk, and it's meant, it's prepared that it must show the legs in which, on which they've got tight-fitting clothing. Hey, whether it's jeans, whether it's whatever else, the tight-fitting, and it's exposing all that. So that is not that we have lost the very object. And Allah reward Maulana, he explained the various stages. That first we don't look. And then the woman must be covered also. Then they must be in their houses also. And if they have to come out, then even in their burqa, don't look at them. Hey, this eye, Allahu Akbar, Allah has made it such that now how small is our eye? And the thing that sees in the eye is just the pupa, that small black thing, which is about 2-3 square centimeters, millimeters. Very, very small. But with this eye, I'm seeing the whole, everyone sitting here. With this eye, you see the sun, you see the sky, so far, so big, it's all kept. With this eye, when you look at a woman, what and what it doesn't captivate. One little glance in error also. But what it captivates, and sometimes it stays for life in your mind. From time to time, it opens the page again in front of you. When you are in your du'as, close to Allah, Shaitan comes and he opens that page for you. And then you go into what you go at that time. So this eye, so even the woman in a burqa, don't look also. And she should come out, we shouldn't look. She should be in her burqa. Even in her burqa, don't look. We should keep our eyes down. And where there is a possibility where there are women, then it is not the first glance. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was a master in the subject. He said that where there is a possibility, the first glance is not made maaf. For that, the first glance which is made maaf is where there is no possibility, like here now we are sitting. Suddenly a woman just came in and we looked at her. We didn't expect. But where women are present and you know they are there, there you have to keep your eyes, as Maulana explained, Allah reward him, qasde adame nazar. You make your intent, I'm not going to look. From the beginning. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala, let us enjoy this great month. Let us benefit from this great month. And the benefit will be in this dunya also. The benefit will be in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah forever. Allah Ta'ala grant us all. Make us appreciate this great, great occasions. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد